we have it in Avon that I want to devote this time to it. And that is Shimon and Levi, we know, destroyed the whole city of Shechem. And we as Jewish people are merciful people. Gemara says that Jewish people are Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Gomer Chasodim. We're humble, we're supposed to be merciful, we're supposed to be kind. And the bottom line is that how could it be that Shimon and Levi destroyed the whole city? Violent? Are they violent people? So I want to investigate and explore what was the reason halachically. Not only did we assume the Avos were Mechaim Kol Terechu, the rest of the Rabbanim, we assume the Shvatim too. So, you know, it's hard to imagine they were violent people. What was the halachic reasoning that they felt necessary that they had to destroy the whole city? The following question, very, 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 very clear question, and I want to explore it. So you know who asked this kasha? The Rambam. You know, if you look throughout the Rambam doesn't have a parish in Chumash, but if you look throughout the Rambam in the Yad Chazaka, you can find Pshatim that he says in Chumash, every so often, maybe four or five. This is one of them. The Rambam himself asked the kasha that I asked you. How is it that Shimon and Levi knocked off the whole city? So the Rambam says, I'll tell you why. Because there are seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, and the one positive one is to set up a court system. Set up a court system that you make sure that the other six are fulfilled. You guys know the seven? Take up the positive ones that put up a court system. What are the six? Can't murder, can't steal, can't do adultery, can't do idolatry. They can't do, can't curse someone. What did you say? Nevi Menachai. So there's six negative ones and one positive. I used to think of many, I made a mistake, was can't take God's name in vain. It doesn't mean that, it's cursing Hashem. That's what it means. I don't know why I made that mistake. For many years I noticed that. You follow the seven? So they felt, the Rambam writes, Rambam says that very strongly that their prince raped a woman, Shem, raped Dina, and they sit there and do nothing because of that. The Rambam writes Shimon and Levi knocked off the whole city because they sat there passively and let it go. They should have punished Shem. Maybe they had, whatever, they all would have rebelled against him and killed him. They executed him.
I think that happens a lot over history.
It seems to be, it's a good horror you're saying, it seems to me that it was under their wherewithal. They could have made a rebellion or a coup on him, and they could have killed him. This is what the Rambam says. Now, why is this difficult? So the Ramban al HaTorah in this week's parsha asks, he says, if the Rambam is right, then why did Yaakov get angry at them? Yes? If halachically they acted correctly, why did Yaakov get upset with them? It's a great kasha, no? So I'll answer that kasha right away to defend the Rambam from the Chassam Sofer. You know what the Chassam Sofer says? He says that for the six negative ones, we have Yis on this earth. For the positive one, for the positive one, we have Yis and Shammai. So Yaakov got upset with them that you shouldn't have killed them on this earth. That was for Shammai. What we're discussing is why Shimon and Levi destroyed the whole city. We the Jewish people, are not violent people. So the Rambam asks this guy, the Rambam says because Shem raped the woman and they let it go. They should have punished him. Now, Eliezer asks, maybe they didn't have the wherewithal, but we assume that they did. They could have made a coup and rebelled on him. They could have executed him. They let it go.
The prince.
Yes. And for that, the name of the city was Shem and the name of the prince was Shem. And for that, his father's name was Hamor. And for that, the Rambam writes Shimon and Levi halachically knocked off the whole city. So the Rambanic, so the kasha is, why did Yaakov get angry at them? The Ramban asks on the Rama, if the Rama's right, why did he get angry at him? So the Chasam Sofer defends the Rama by saying, the seventh one, which is a positive commandment, all the six are negative. We went through the six. You can't steal, you can't murder, you can't do idolatry, adultery, you can't curse Hashem, and you can't eat Avram and Achai. So the six negative are Chayvis on this earth. The seventh one, which is positive, Chayvis and Shammai, that's why he got angry. You shouldn't have killed them on this earth. Let Hashem take care of them. That's why Chasam Sofer says Yaakov got angry. Okay, you got that shot? This is all within who's Mahalo? The Rama. Because for the seventh one, which is Pajo, only Chayvis and Shammai. Chayvis and Shammai, Hashem takes care of them. Don't kill them on this earth. They did that. Okay? They did that. So the Ramban, though, sticks to his guns and asks on the Rama. He completely argues with the Rama. He says he has a completely different theory why Shimon Levi knocked off the city. Okay? What is the Ramban's theory? He says the following. He says those guys were bad guys. They were idolaters, they were adulterers, they were murderers. Every citizen in that city had in their pockets an aveira that was high recent. They were transgressing big time the six negative commandments, yes? That's why Shimon Levi knocked them all off. So then you guys tell me the next step. What's the kasha?
What about the rest of the world?
Why didn't Yaakov get angry?
So Ramban asks on himself, so why did Yaakov get angry? According to his own shot, you got to ask that kasha. So Ramban gives three answers. I remember I read the Ramban's elevations, since I'll discuss one of the great lengths. One answer was is that they didn't give them the power, they didn't give them the time to do tshuva. That's a power, no? Where does a Jewish guy, God forbid, kill someone maliciously? Does he clap off hate and gets off with Adam and Asrah? What happens if a guy kills someone? What's his punishment? Eric, do you clap off hate? Do you get out of the chivisa? No. In fact, why do you clap on the tape before you're killed by ex-basin? To make sure that the execution is a kapara. You know, there's a special vidui you say before you're executed. What's going on here? Did you tshuva? Yeah. Evidently, Ravaram said to us that the whole thread of the Ben Noach is that society should run properly. So the Jewish people, Tari Agnit says, the code is not only the society, but individuals. Speaks to the society, wasn't it? That's between Shiva and our Yagnitzis, right? So, if the whole point of the Shiva is that society should run properly, then if you have a guy that killed someone who's a non-Jew, but he rehabilitates himself, and he can prove he can contribute to society, and come back to society, then maybe you can't execute him. This is a very important statement about what? The death penalty. Do we believe in the death penalty? What is the Jewish attitude? Remember I mentioned in Shir once, a guy asked me on the plane. But according to this Ramban, it goes both ways. If you have a mass murderer, and he's a terrible guy, and menace to society, then there's a mitzvah executed, even nowadays, for no offense. But if a guy killed someone, and he's debilitating himself, and he's better, and you execute him, maybe you're killing him. So it's a double-edged sword. You follow me? So that's why Yaakov said, why you guys are such timelines? Why don't you give them time to do tshuva? And if they would have done tshuva, maybe the chiyuv would go out the window. Then he says another thing. Why didn't you give them time to convert? Maybe they would have converted to Judaism, which also is a tremendous skittish, because that's not true against the Gemara. Gemara says if a goy kills someone, and then he realizes the din, that if he becomes Jewish, here's some of these scars and cuts all over. He says, let me convert. If he converts like you're born new, so he's converting to Jews and get out of the Jews. That doesn't work anymore, says. We still kill him. So that's a very big Kiddush that we're buying. Second, and then the third thing is they were not the Dayanim of the region. Why did you put our whole family in danger and you took matters in your own hands? You weren't the Dayanim of the region, Shimon Levi. Why are you doing that? Why are you knocking off the whole city? So what emerges so far is how many Shinkas? As to why Shimon Levi knocked off the town? How many Shikas, guys? How many did we say?
Two.
The Rambam's theory and the Ramban's theory. The Rambam is because why? They let their prince rape a woman and they didn't say a word. Chai Nissen Shammai. That's why some soldiers, Yaakov, got angry at them. They should have killed them on this earth. And the Ramban doesn't buy that. The Ramban says, why did you knock them off? Why did they knock them off? Each individual had terrible injuries in their pocket. They were Chai Nissen. So then the Ramban asks on himself, so why did Yaakov get angry at them? What's the answer? Three answers. What are the three answers Ramban says? Number one, he didn't give them enough time to do what? To do tshuva, which is a tremendous chiddush. But you see that it speaks to the heart and core of the Noahide code. That if you can do tshuva and rehabilitate yourself, then maybe you're not hiding me. So what's number two? Convert, give them the time to convert. Which also we said is against the Gemara, the chiddush. And number three, what's number three? They weren't that bad of that region. So you have the Rambam and Ramban. It's a very important. You can say it over as a criterion. Because a lot of people, oh, how could they knock off a whole city? We're not like that. Yeah, go ahead, Elliot.
I'm having trouble with the Rambam Shita.
Why?
Because why specifically are they targeting the people of Shechem?
Why what?
Why would Shimon and Levi be specifically targeting the people of Shechem who are doing a Bizarro up there in the pocket? What about the rest of the world? Like the Triad? Like Yosef made it to Mila, but he didn't kill all of them. They did a lot of their own.
They can't take care of the whole world, you know. But, here they're an issue that their sister was just raped by the prince of their city.
So once they had an issue with their family, then that's they took correct. It right into their hands based
correct.
On the engine.
Yes, that is correct. That was the situation. And they, I guess, you know, no one investigates people's private life, but once they started doing that, they saw that these guys are horrible guys.
But also,
they bred this type of environment that their prince rapes a woman.
I mean, I guess it wasn't the same scenario, but Yosef almost got lured into doing an Isser D'Oraisa of Ishus Ish with Potiphar. So why didn't he just get rid of the problem and just like knock them off once he had the ability to?
Why didn't Yosef kill the Mitzrayim? He was Paro wouldn't have left them.
Not the Mitzrayim, just specifically his issue that he had was dealing with.
Paro, they went right after him. He didn't have full reign. Paro was in charge. It's only the viceroy. Paro was in charge. They went right after him. You know, at that point, also, you didn't have the power to kill anybody. You got in trouble as far enough. He's thrown in the dungeon. Right? So,
after they came to him.
Even when he was a viceroy, he didn't have full power. So those are the two sheikhs that I wanted to mention to you. There are three others. Let's mention one other. I don't know if we have time. We'll do one other because we have a short Seder today, so I want to get going on the thesis. Let's mention the third sheikh. And the third sheikh is the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He claims, I don't know if you're familiar with this halacha, the Morning Yisrael. He claims that it's actually in the beginning of the Parsha. I was talking about this with my son-in-law Sunday night. He says that they were rodfim. You know what a rodef is? What is a rodef? Someone is running after me to kill me. I can turn around and shoot him and kill him to protect myself. So they killed Anshei Shechem because they felt that Haim Amdu Beperetz Kenegdom Yargus Malcolm, that Hargum did wrote for me. Shimon and Levi, this is the way the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says it, it's very interesting. They ran, I don't know if they ran, but they were going after Shechem. Their intention was not to kill off the whole city. But then the whole city, you know what? Stands up to who? Stands up to Shimon and Levi to protect their what? To protect their prince. Once that happens, what does that mean? That the whole city are like what? Rodfim to who? To Shimon and Levi. So Shimon and Levi knocked them off. So because of the din of a rodef, they felt that they can knock them off. And they took their money to the cities because of Boshus. You know what Boshus is? What's Boshus? It's a key of embarrassment. It's a key of mammon, that their sister was embarrassed by being raped. That's why they took their money. Now why do you think Yaakov got upset with them according to this pshat? Because maybe he said, you know, boys, maybe you're being a little bit paranoid. You shouldn't have knocked them all off. Maybe they weren't going to fight you to the finish. And they respond back. What if they have the last word? What is it? Actually, in this parsha, they have the last word. What do they say back to their father? What are we supposed to let our sister be made a zona? Quiet. But in Vayechi, what is it? He gives it to Shimon. Yaakov gives a real Musar to Shimon in the brachas later in Vayechi. So it's an interesting give and take. But I think in the beginning of the Parsha, Rodave comes up as well, because Yakov's really scared. He's really scared. What is he scared of? What does Rashi say there? Take a look at it. What does Rashi say there? Usually on Rashi and Chumash. What does Rashi say in the beginning of the parsha about Esav? He was scared. What was he scared of? Because he thought he was going to have to kill him because he thought he would be Rodave him. So there's a whole mahala, and that's what my, I was talking about my son-in-law, between Rodave. You've ever heard of the phrase Bola Hargatha Hashkem Lahargatha? Never heard of that phrase? Someone comes in after you to kill you, you can get up and kill him. You ever heard of the din of Baba Machteris? You know what Baba Machteris is? Someone tries to tunnel in my house and steal. The Torah Lamaisa, the Torah Lamaisa gives me the ability to what? To kill him. Why? Because he knows that it's in Sanhedrin, in Daf Yomi Beis. He knows that I'm going to fight him to the finish to protect my financial items. And because of that, he's coming after me to kill me. So I can what, go and kill him. You follow what I'm saying? That's called Bol Lahargatha Hashkim Lahargatha. So that's what he would... Did you have the Rashi there in the beginning? Open up to the beginning of Ayishla. So Yaakov's really scared. What's he scared of? He doesn't want to have to kill who? He doesn't want to have to kill Yosef. Midin what? Midin Bol Lahargatha Yosef, I mean. Because if a guy's coming after me, I can kill him right back. Do I have to shoot him in the leg if I have a chance? No. If you're a Rodave, though, if I see Reuven chasing Shimon and I want to kill Reuven to save Shimon and I can shoot him in the leg, I have an responsibility to shoot him in the leg. There's a difference between Rodave and what else? A Bolda Harvest Hashkin and the Hargatha. There's a big difference. The whole sheer, the Lysa. There's a whole separate shiur we could talk about, but if you look at the beginning of the Parsha, the Re'aim talks about this. Where is it? Vayitzer? What does it say? Vayitzer lo. It says he was scared of it. No, where's the pasuk Vayitzer lo? Doesn't it say that he split them up and it says Vayitzer lo? Yeah, so if you look at the Re'aim on Rashi, you have to find the Rashi. Oh, you ready? He says... He was afraid he would get killed. Vayitzer lo, he was distressed. In Yaharog, who is Acheru? If he kills other guys. Now, Esav was Bola Hargatha Hashkim Hargatha. But the other guys were kind of like his entourage. That would be Midin what? Midin Rodave. If he didn't want to be made into a murderer. Not that he's a murderer, but this is what the Re'aim talks about. So we did three pshatim so far as to why Shimon and Levi knocked off the whole city. Either because they didn't judge their prince like the Rambam, either because each one of them had individual avers in their pocket, or a bond, or number three, or a final punish, they were roded. They were being roded, Shimon and Levi. Okay, let's stop here. Here's the Marmachimus, okay? We're going to have Shirley at 11 o'clock upstairs. So I want you to go over tomorrow. We're going to do that Tysus today. Okay?